Good afternoon, and welcome to Education Today. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, my name is Dr. Sarah McManus, and I'm your host and producer for today's episode of Education Today, an original program produced in the Triangle Radio Reading Service Studio. In today's episode, we will be exploring audio description. Before we begin, here's a word from our sponsor. Are you in pain or discomfort? Start your journey of relief at RBR Physical Therapy, located at 1300 Corporation Parkway, Suite B, Raleigh, North Carolina. Call 919-917-7729 for more information or visit www.rbrpt.com. Limp in and leap out. Today my guest is Betsy Ludwig. She is the Executive Director of Art Access. Welcome, Betsy.
Hi, thank you.
Excellent. Well, Betsy, tell us a little bit about what Art Access is and your role there.
Sure. It's great to be here, Sarah, and I love to talk about Arts Access. We are a nonprofit that serves the state of North Carolina, and we work to make the arts accessible to people with disabilities.
Excellent. And your role as executive director?
I'm the executive director. We have a small staff, so I have another project coordinator, and we have several contract people that work to provide our audio description services. But as executive director, I lead the organization. I do a lot of the training, and I do a lot of the resource and information sharing, which is a core service of ours. We really want people with disabilities to know about the arts, know where accessible arts are, feel like they can take part in things, and where it's happening and how to get there.
Excellent. And tell us a little bit about what audio description is for those that may not know.
Sure. So audio description is one of our core services. We've been providing it since the late 1990s. We're very, very proud of our history and our scope of service. We are known nationally for audio description services, and we've won awards. But basically, what audio description is a narration service for a theater event, a performance, a film, or a program on TV. And the narration service describes what's happening, the visual elements of the content, so somebody who is blind or low vision can get a fuller, richer experience of what they're hearing or experiencing.
Oh.
So that's a short answer. So Arts Access, we provide it for live performances.
Okay.
So we do theater, musical theater, opera, ballet, festivals, just anything that's happening on a stage that somebody's going to benefit from understanding the costumes, the scenery, the action, where people are standing, what they're doing. So we fill all that in with our describers, and it's much more vibrant, interesting, accessible for someone that can't see it on stage.
Okay. Tell us about the process you go through in order to decide what you will audio describe and then how you go about doing it.
Sure. And I love talking about the process because it's much more involved than people think, and we're proud of the quality of the service we provide. So there are several things involved. So first of all, we have trained audio describers.
Okay.
Debbie Hippler is our audio description coordinator. She has been doing AD for 20 years. She's trained under some of the best leaders nationally, but she coordinates a team of 10 describers. And we do probably one or two shows most weekends. We do over 70 shows a year. So it takes a group of people to be able to get to all those places. So the process would be someone's going to buy a ticket to see something, and they want audio description. They can request it when they buy their ticket. I will tell you, it's a service under the Americans with Disabilities Act that people can ask for, and theaters and venues are, let's use the word, obligated or encouraged to provide it.
Excellent.
I can talk a lot more about that because I think that's of interest. If you're told they don't do it, what your avenues for advocacy are, but I'll happily talk more about that. So when someone buys a ticket and they need audio description, they can request it. Then at that point, the theater or venue contacts us to schedule it. The request has to come from the user, so we can't. Sometimes people call Arts Access and say, I need audio description for this, and we'll just give you the name of the box office manager and say, this is who you call. So it has to come from the consumer or the user. Then the theater or the venue will schedule it with us. At that point, Debbie and her team will assign usually two people to the performance. They go and see it twice before user's going to go. So say for a Broadway show, let's use North Carolina Theater, they will go to a dress rehearsal and they'll go to the performance once. They will see it. They will write a script to read from. So they are analyzing, exploring what they need to share, but they do it ahead of time so they have a chance. And they write a script. And then on the performance date or the time, they sit usually near the soundboard, and they speak into a microphone, and the person, the user, can sit anywhere they want. They stop by our table in the lobby, the Arts Access table. We always have a large banner at a show we're doing so you can find us, or ask an usher and they can lead you there. You pick up a headset receiver, and then the user, just the patron, I'll call them the patron, sits anywhere they want, and then they can wear the headset, and then usually about 30 minutes beforehand, we'll do the pre-show where we talk about stage or read the program, or we'll talk about, you know, just like anybody that sits down in their chair to read what they're getting ready to see. We'll share that. And then when the show starts, we narrate. And at the end, you turn your receiver back in to us. There's no cost to the patron, but we do charge the venue for providing it. So that's one of their obligations under making their content accessible, which the law says they need to do, how it works. So it's a lot like American Sign Language.
Mm-hmm.
So the venue pays for the service, but the patron needs to pay for their ticket, but then they're going to get that. Every month we have certain shows scheduled. A lot of the performing arts organizations schedule it ahead of time. So if Raleigh Little Theater is going to have a run of Cinderella and there's 10 shows, they will work with us and pick the date that they want to do audio description, and it's just scheduled. And we have a list on our website of everything that's pre-scheduled. So if you're looking for something, you say, what's happening this weekend that's audio described? You can see that and go, and it's cool. That's how some theaters do it. Other folks, DPAC, waits until they get a request, and then it's scheduled. And we ask for 2 weeks because it takes some effort to get everything organized with it. So it's very – we always encourage patrons not to expect if they request it for, like, the next day.
Mm-hmm.
We can just do it. You have to think a little bit ahead of time. But
most
seasons are announced 6 months in advance.
Yeah.
So if you enjoy theater or the ballet or – Christmas Carol at Theater in the Park. There's plenty of time just to say, I want to go on this Sunday. I need it then.
Gotcha.
So,
and maybe in a rare occasion, if it's a one-time event where you can't prepare ahead of time, would you still try to do that?
Ask us. Debbie's amazing. She will sometimes scramble to get it done. We rarely tell people no. But if it's a busy weekend and we've already got three teams out, we just don't have the capacity to do it. So, and then, like, we've done Disney on Ice, which was really cool. And we couldn't preview it ahead of time, but our describers were able to, you know, especially it was a family. One of the children was low vision, and sitting in that huge arena, they really were going to miss a lot of it if they couldn't tell who was skating and there was dialogue or the fun music. So we do that type thing without rehearsal and can sometimes do it on short notice. But planned events, it's a little different.
Yeah. And what impact has it had on your patrons? Have they commented at all?
That's a great question. I myself am not blind or low vision. I'm lucky enough to get to hear wonderful feedback, though. So some of the things that are reported to us are, so much more interesting. Mm-hmm. A lot of moms will say to us, I didn't have to whisper to my child during the movie, so I got to enjoy it too.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with spouses. You know, a wife or a husband may end up being the natural audio describer because they don't have that. But when a couple can both enjoy it and, you know, the burden's off or the responsibility's off to the one that's there to see it too. So we hear a lot of that, you know. It was much more enjoyable because I wasn't having to do it myself. We hear for folks that have never used it, I had no idea. I stopped going to mm-hmm. the theater. You know, a lot of people lose their vision later in life or their diminished vision, and mm-hmm. their whole life they've enjoyed something and they just assumed it was not going to be interesting to them anymore. Then that tends to come with aging. So we'll have a lot of seniors say, you know, I had given up on this. I didn't think I'd ever go to the opera again.
Wow.
Because the costumes and the pageantry were what I loved, and I didn't see the point. I didn't know about this.
Yeah.
This is so wonderful. So those kind of things are cool. And, you know, I'm thinking about the listeners who are listening to this. I'd love to hear what other people think about it. And I'll share, you know, not everybody likes it. Some people are used to not using it. It's a very personal choice. Some people will see somebody blind in the lobby and will go up and say, you know, we have this. And they're like, I'm good. But that's the exception. Most folks that have access to it will use it.
Yes, excellent. I had a chance to go with a blind friend of mine to mm-hmm. a performance, and she just loved it.
Cool. Had she used it before?
Had not. So she was just very excited about it.
Yeah.
It worked well for her. And so she was very independent.
Yeah.
So she really liked it. So that's a great service that you are providing. What about, you do live performances, but what about movies? Do they have audio description mm-hmm. as well?
That is very, very exciting. Yes. That is changing rapidly. Movies are now often released with an audio description track. I don't want to say all movies, but many, many. I wish I knew the statistic. So both movie theaters, AMC, Regal, will have audio description available. You just have to ask for it and get the receiver. We have a lot of information about that, so if you're interested on what movie theaters in the Triangle are providing it, I'd be happy to follow up, and we'll get my contact information at the end. And then a lot of the streaming, the Netflix and just Spectrum Cable, many of the movies and TV shows now have the audio description available.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And I work over at the Governor Moorhead School for the Blind, mm-hmm. and so some of the teachers are now trying to do audio description for YouTube videos or other videos that they find on the web. So they're making sure that those are audio described as well, because, as you said, sometimes there's a lot of things that are missing. For example, some videos are put out where they're talking about a mathematical equation, but they don't describe the actual equation. So the teachers are able to stop the video, give that description, and start it again so that they can record over all of the audio so that the audio description is built in when the student actually watches the video.
And I think online learning's pushing mm-hmm. some of that too, because so many, you know, colleges are having online content
mm-hmm.
and under the, you probably know it better than I, the education law, is it 501, the Federal mm-hmm. Education Act, that they have to make that content accessible,
right.
Which is wonderful because it's just making things more accessible in many ways.
Right. Yes. Tell us about some of the upcoming shows.
Sure. So I'm going to promote again on our website. We always have these listed on our front page, and if you join our email list, we'll send it to you about every 2 weeks. But some of our partners include Burning Coal, Raleigh Little Theater, Playmakers Rep in Chapel Hill. We've gotten down into Fayetteville, Cape Fear Regional Theater, Cary Arts Center, Justice Theater Project. So those are some of our regular venues that will have an audio described show. So at Burning Coal, The Normal Heart is coming up January 21st. Raleigh Little Theater has What We're Up Against. That is a Raleigh Little Theater production, but it's going to be over at Meredith College. They are renovating their theater. Playmakers Rep has The Christians at February 6th at 7:30. Here is a very fun one, family-friendly. Seussical, the musical, at Cape Fear Regional Theater. Does Triangle Radio Reading go down to Fayetteville? I'm trying to think.
I'm not sure how far triangle. It extends, so but I think it
triangle.
It might.
But we're excited because that it's nice that audio description's coming to some of the places it hasn't mm-hmm. been before. Almost Maine at Cary Arts Center, February 11th. Little Shop of Horrors, Riley Little Theater, February 18th. Bent at Justice Theater Project, February 18th. And Hairspray at Stewart Theater. So if you're a theater lover, I've just described a lot of variety. That's everything from mm-hmm. edgy musicals to political topics to fun family-friendly fare. If you are blind or low vision or you know someone or you think it'd be cool to take somebody that's never experienced, there's a nice variety. And if Sarah, if I may, let me talk a little bit about accessibility because audio okay. description is just one of the things that mm-hmm. can keep people from going out and about in the arts. And you'll get me on my soapbox, but arts access really is about accessibility on many levels.
Gotcha.
People knowing about it, people being able to get there. We know transportation's an issue. But some of the groups I just mentioned, I'm going to highlight them because it's awesome. Justice Theater Project will give free tickets to anybody using audio description.
Okay.
So contact us. We'll put you in touch with them. That's February 18th. Burning Coal has a they always do the audio description on a pay what you can day, which is a Sunday, so it's you pay what you can.
Mm-hmm.
So, and many of these other groups are very reasonable. I mean, tickets at Raleigh Little Theater are so affordable, quality so good. So I just encourage you, you know, if you think, oh, it's too hard, I can't get there, it costs too much, I've never used audio description, call me. I will, you know, help you get around other barriers and things that are challenging to get out and about because we really look at accessibility as not just disability. There's a lot of things that keep people.
That's right. That's true.
Yeah. Or maybe they stop doing it and just, you know, how
I need. How do I get started back?
Yes. Yeah. And I talk a lot about that, and I'd be happy to help people individually. That's part of what we do.
Excellent. So you talked about how Art Access kind of got started a little bit and a little bit about the history. Tell us, what is the future of Art Access? Where do you see it going?
Oh, I hope we get millions and millions of dollars. No, I'm kidding. So a little bit about our history. I'll touch on that and where I think we're going. I've been there 8 years. We started in 1984. It started in 82, but they were incorporated as a nonprofit in 1984. And it was a group of people in Raleigh that just really cared about accessibility. It was also the same time that the disability movement was becoming much more active. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, they were building towards the Americans with Disabilities Act, the civil kind of social justice coming out of Berkeley and all that. So the group in Raleigh just started thinking about the arts, and some of those folks are still around. It operated for many years as a volunteer organization, and I think we're proud of that history because it would have been easy to fold, but it was mm-hmm. a group of people that weren't getting paid. They, you know, kept files in the garage. They met, and they kept at this because they were very passionate about it. And they did things like put wheelchairs in venues and did some training and just started trying to talk about it. And then there was a strong group that was very interested in blind and low vision, and so they started getting trained in audio description. Fred Brack, Elizabeth Kahn, some wonderful folks that are still around. And they in the late 90s, they started doing audio description performances, getting grants from the City of Raleigh and United Arts Council and a little bit of fundraising. So that was the history. In 2010, I was hired and they started getting some paid staff. And so we slowly evolved, done more fundraising, gotten bigger grants, and now we have 3 paid people and a lot of contract staff. So we're very proud of that. We served over 1,500 people last year. That's
wonderful.
That's direct service. That's mm-hmm. one-on-one contact. We helped them in a meeting.
Absolutely.
They came to a workshop, or they came to an audio describe performance. And then our newsletter reaches the whole state, and our kind of a resource directory on our website reaches a much larger group. So where are we going? Sometimes people think, oh, you know, well, isn't your job to go out of business, you know, that so you're not needed, that it's just everything's accessible and you're done.
Yeah.
I'm like, that day is not here. Mm-hmm. Every time I think we're, you know, we've trained people, they get it, no problems, no. So I think where we're going is the arts organizations in the Triangle are doing amazing things. And I think that's partly because awareness has been raised. The Americans with Disabilities Act is 30 years old. I also think people with disabilities are asking for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, they're
advocating
not
advocating for themselves.
Yeah, oh, you know, your art studio is on the second floor. I can't go. But wait a minute, you're funded with city or local tax dollars. Mm-hmm. Why can't I? You know, people are advocating for their needs. So I think we just want to keep being responsive and go to where we're needed. I'll brag on all probably 15 to 20 arts organizations in the city of Raleigh are doing amazing things. The museums, the theaters, they're really thinking about accessibility. They're trying to connect with people. They're doing specialized programming. North Carolina Art Museum, CAM Raleigh, VAE, they're all doing, you know, tactile touch tours, and they'll do AD audio description if you request it. There's a lot of energy around this. And I think Arts Access just wants to keep being the partner. You know, we don't see ourselves as wanting to produce the content. We just want to make sure people know how to make it accessible. And then our other audience is people with disabilities. It's like, don't stay home.
Right.
Don't just go to the mall. Why are you going to the mall? There's more fun stuff to do. You know, there's more interesting, cool stuff happening. And you know, you follow what's happening in the Triangle. The arts are an economic driver. I just don't want, I want it to be for all people.
For everyone.
Yeah.
Yes. They can not have to stay home. They can go out and enjoy the arts like everybody
else.
Yeah,
so as we become, you know, is Amazon going to come here or all these businesses are coming here, we're really creating the creative community is stepping up and there's more and more of it. I just want them to think about all people. And so I think that'll continue to be our mission.
Well, tell our audience how they can get involved and then how they can get access to your website and your newsletter.
So one of my best ways, as I say, we're small, but everything we do, we put in a newsletter that comes about every 2 weeks. So any workshop, anything inclusive that we know about, you know, somebody's giving away tickets, our Facebook and our newsletter are a great way to find out about us. That's one avenue. If you're blind or low vision, come to an audio described performance or go explore something and call me and see if they'll provide it. I'll help you connect with new content or ways to do it. If you want to volunteer or help us, call me. We put on things. We love volunteers. I can give you a list of things we need and what we're doing. I'm trying to think how else people can engage with us. I will tell you about an upcoming thing that's going to be awesome. In the month of May, we did it last year, and I can officially announce we're doing it again. It's called Series of Fortunate Events.
Hmm.
It's five different events featuring artists with disabilities. So we have a visual arts show. We have a theater event. We have a house concert. I'm going through my list. We're going to have a film event and a children's art event. So stay tuned because we'll be doing a call for art. Last year, I'm looking at you because you're on the Governor Moorhead campus. The theater variety show, the theater club from the Governor Moorhead high schoolers, they came and performed. And we had four or five other acts. But that's coming up in May. So if you want to be a sponsor, business people out there, contact me. We're going to be looking for sponsors. And then it's going to be wonderful content, so come to it and really see our mission on display. And that we can definitely use volunteers for those five events if you've got a skill set.
Yeah, and can you give them your contact information?
Mm-hmm. Sure. I am Betsy, B-E-T-S-Y, at artsaccessinc.org. If you just do Arts Access North Carolina on your search, it'll come up. You can call us, 919-833-9919. Ask for me, or you'll get to us. We have a phone menu, but my mailbox will come up at our main number. I'm trying to think other ways to get involved. But, yeah, and if you're intrigued with audio description, you've never tried it, the next one's January 21st. We encourage you to come out and use it.
Okay. We're almost out of time, but you said you would touch on one topic that we haven't touched on, and that's if they do contact a theater or a movie cinema theater and ask for audio description and they get pushback, what should they do?
Great question. So what happens is a theater may be doing it, but the person you get on the phone's never heard of it. Or they often think, oh, you mean the assistive listening device. Sometimes when you start talking about audio, or they jump to ALDs. Be patient. Keep asking for the manager. I don't really think you have to tell anybody with a disability to be patient and persistent.
That's right.
But keep asking, and that is something we can help you with. If you call and they say, we don't do that, and it's a $3 million organization, call me because I will explain to them in the most loving way possible why they can do that and how to do that. And we really have a lot of great partnerships. And I just don't want people to get discouraged if they get the runaround or they don't have the right person on the phone or it's not easy to find on the website. That's what we're here for.
Excellent, excellent. Well, thank you so much, Betsy, for joining us today.
Okay, great. This it was a lot of fun talking with you, and I hope folks will come out and enjoy an audio describe performance.
Excellent. Thank you. And before we end our show today, we do want to hear from our sponsor one more time. And so, are you in pain or discomfort? Start your journey of relief at RBR Physical Therapy, located at 1300 Corporation Parkway, Suite B, Raleigh, North Carolina. Call 919-917-7729 for more information or visit www.rbrpt.com. Limp in and leap out. Please be sure to tune in next time. Before we do, I do want Betsy to tell us that phone number one more time if they, you want to get in contact with her at Art Access.
919-833-9919. I wanted to use my radio voice.
Excellent. Wonderful. We hope you've enjoyed the show. I'm Dr. Sarah McManus, your host and producer for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. After this broadcast, you can readily find it as a podcast on our website, which is located at www.triangle.org, where you'll be able to listen to it again and share it with others. If you have any comments or concerns for today's episode or wish to share a topic that you want us to explore, please call us at 919-832-5138. Again, that's 919-832-5138. You may also reach us via email at info@trrsnc.org. Again, that's info@trrsnc.org. We look forward to hearing from you soon. So long, until next time. This was Education Today.